Revelation, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, Look, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself with them, he will be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more, neither will there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain, any more, because the first things are passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Look, I make all things new. And he says, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the fearful, and unbelieving, and those who have become disgusting, and murderers, and fornicators, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, who were laden with the seven last plagues, and he spoke with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, as it were a jasper stone, clear as crystal. Having a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. On the east were 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who spoke with me had for a measure a golden reed to measure the city, and her gates, and her wall. And the city lies foursquare, and her length is also as great as the width, and he measured the city with the reed, 1,380 miles, her length and width and height are equal. And he measured her wall, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. And the building of her wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, chalcedony, the fourth, emerald. The fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, the 12th, amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls, each one of the several gates was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple in her, for Yahweh, the God of hosts, and the Lamb, are her temple. And the city has no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine on her, for the glory of God lightened her, and her lamp is the Lamb. And the nations will walk amid her light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into her. And her gates will in no way be shut by day, for there will be no night there. And they will bring the glory and the honor of the nations into her. And there will in no way enter into her anything common, or anyone who does disgusting things or lies, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life.